We now have three stories with a natural theme and two from King Street, where Chatterbox is recorded. We begin with a fishy story, then a seal, and next a wasp spider. Our King Street neighbours have been trying to spruce up the street, but have run into problems. And Chatterbox itself was in the news. Jane will start with a completely surprising story.
A pub in Prince of Wales Road has been asked to ditch its name to save the fish. Animal rights group PETA wants the complete angler renamed the Thinking Trout in a crusade against angling. They also want the pub to scrap all fish dishes in favour of vegan grub. In a letter to boss Kevin Black, campaigner Dawn Carr branded fishing cruel and said fish are beheaded while still alive. But one punter told PETA to sling their hook, adding, "They must have bigger fish to fry." The Complete Angler is named after a 1653 book of the same name. Written by Isaac Walton, it explores the joys of fishing by collating a range of stories, poems and instructions about the sport for people to follow. The most recent edition is one of the most frequently printed works in English literature.
A seal has been released back into the wild months after she was found tangled up in netting and ropes. The mammal was spotted lethargic and exhausted on Horsey Gap Beach on March the 22nd. She was taken to the RSPCA Centre at East Winch near King's Lynn, where staff carefully freed her from the items and nursed her back to health by feeding her lots of fish soup and salt. The charity confirmed that Buffalo had gained enough strength to be taken back to the beach. A spokeswoman for the centre said, "We're ecstatic to announce that Buffalo is back where she belongs. Thank you to Friends of Horsey Seals for catching and transporting her to our centre and then helping us see her off into the ocean."
A rare spider with a wasp-like body has been found in a garden on the Norfolk Broads. The wasp spider was discovered by Craig Clavin and his children, Ralph and Hugo, in their garden in Oby, near Acle, last week. The spider, known for its vivid black and yellow stripes and dramatic zigzag web, was once a rarity in the UK, but is now slowly spreading due to warmer summers. "I've never seen one before. It's quite large and looks completely out of place on the Norfolk Broads," Mr. Clavin said. "It's such a beautiful creature, a perfect example of how wildlife is changing right on our doorsteps. Wasp spiders are completely harmless to humans and are a fascinating addition to the UK's growing biodiversity. Originally native to southern Europe, they are now occasionally found in East Anglia, but still remain a highly unusual sight in gardens. The spider can usually only be seen between April and October.
It used to be a run-down industrial city road, but a few green-thumbed neighbours living on King Street are working to improve King Street one flower bed at a time. Wild King Street, which started in 2022, is a group of gardeners who are encouraging people in the area to welcome wildlife back into the city. Since its formation, members of the group have been planting a wide variety of flowers outside their homes to welcome bees, birds and other insects to the area. But the group's mission appears to have been bamboozled by developers, who sent contractors out this week to clear shrubs, which were growing over hoarding at an unused site on the street. Orbit Homes, which owns the site, said it cleared the plants after it received reports from customers and neighbours about the overgrown shrubs, which had become a safety concern. The group is calling for the foliage that the developer asked to be cut down to be replaced so wildlife can continue to thrive on the street. Other members of the group have also started painting over graffiti on hoarding boards at Dragon Hall in a bid to help tidy up the street.
A Norwich Talking newspaper has unveiled a new theme tune to freshen up its weekly broadcasts. Chatterbox, which produces audio news for people who are blind or visually impaired, teamed up with Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, to develop the new music as part of a wider effort to modernise its offerings. The refreshed sound was created, produced and performed by NUA student Kimberly Wallace. Mark Smith, a member of Chatterbox's listeners panel, said, "Our theme music was sounding very dated, and as it was created many years ago, we considered ways to get it refreshed. As a forward-thinking charity, we want our productions to appeal to all ages of people who are blind and vision impaired. And the theme music is a big part of that. We were really pleased when Norwich University of the Arts agreed to help create the solution, and we are thrilled with the result. Chatterbox Talking News delivers weekly recordings via memory stick, online, and through an app."